Blog Talk Radio.
life's been easy, no. But nothing's gonna keep me down, no, down. Cause I know a lot more today than I knew yesterday, now. So I'm ready to carry on.
But you don't want to be on air?
Huh?
We're just talking about relationships. On the radio show, me and Edward, okay. Just relationships. I'll talk to you later then, okay? Because I got to go on. Bye. Alafia, greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome you on this Friday. And we're getting ready for the eve for the holiday. And we're just going to get things together so we can start kicking it up. I was just online with another bachelor. And today's segment we preserve for the bachelor. So for all of you Jimmy Mackers and all of you Duke of the Earls, this is the time to come in to voice your opinion. We're talking about those men who are genuine bachelors, who don't have to fake the funk, who are really bachelors. Today is the day we want to talk to those bachelors who have not been married, and they're over the age of 30, 40, 50, or even 60, and they're bachelors. We want to talk about what is relationships like for you, and is it a good thing for a man to be alone? Now, you know, Omi told you it is not a good thing for men to be alone. And we have a specialist out in the audience who is a genuine bachelor. He is one of the Duke of the Earls. Trust me, ladies. You want to come in and you want to voice your opinion and talk to this gentleman. Very influential, intelligent, from the Mideast. His name is James Edward Jenkins. He is one of the original Duke of the Earls. Not a Jimmy Macca, but a Duke of the Earl. Now, we've invited him in to talk about what does a bachelor do and how is his day set up and how does he interact with other women, and as well as what is it like for him to be single, and has he had a desire to be married, and if he has, what are some of the things he's looking for in a woman? Now, if you're out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you're interested in talking to a true bachelor, today is the day to talk to him. Now, Omi's been talking to herself for a while, but we got a genuine bachelor in the room. He is a professional, ladies and gentlemen, and he happens to be James Edward Jenkins. He's not just one of those Jimmy Mackers, but he is a true Duke of the Earl. He is a past vet. He's been in the military, so he knows what it is to be structured. So he structured his life to live alone. Now, what do you do when you are a bachelor and you decide you want to be married? Do you give up your playing cards? Come on in this room, ladies and gentlemen. Go on over to the room and have a seat. And the chat room people, come right in and make yourself at home. I'm going to say hello to our guests, and I'm sure these phone lines are going to be lighting up at 646-478-0270. We're getting ready for the holiday season. And girls, if you want to be hitched up, and you're looking for a true bachelor, and you want to stop him from being a bachelor, now is the time to do it. Let me go and say hello to my guest.
Hello.
Caller number one, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to James.
This is James Edward, the Duke of the Earl. So how have you guys been doing, Mr. Edward, the Duke of the Earl?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I think it's a pleasure to be invited on your show. Have a chance to express my opinions about what I think about our relationship, you know.
Well, you know, James, we're going to have another person, a surprise for you this evening, because, you know, we want to talk about those pimp daddies, we want to talk about those Duke of the Earls, and we also want to talk about those bachelors. James, what is it like for you being a bachelor? Can you tell the audience?
Well, for me, since I've been a bachelor all my life for so long, you know, sometimes you get to the place you be wondering, like, hey, what is it like to be a married person, you know, because you know what it's all about being single for so long. But now, then again, you started thinking about, hey, you get a certain age, you need a companionship with somebody, you know. You get a certain age, it's not that you need a woman. You need somebody to just continue to grow old with, like a companionship, you know. And like in my case, you know, like I'll be glad to give up my freedom for somebody that I could call my own and grow old with and say, well, hey, it's about time, you know.
Take it off the line. And just dial a number, and it's going to put you in the room, and we'll hear you talking on the air, okay? Now, James, my question is, how did you do it? How did you last for so long as a single man?
I believe it was all self-denial. It was out there for me, but I refused. By that, I mean my chances of settling down with a woman, it was always, she's not my type. I can find something better. But then again, as time passes on, I found myself still telling myself that I could find something better. I deserve something better. But then again, as time still passes on, I started saying to myself, well, look, hey, I'm at a certain age now. I need this companionship. I need somebody that I need to grow old with and give up that bachelor's life, because I know what it's all about, being a bachelor for so long. But being united with a woman, hey, that'll be something new to me. It'll be something that I always wanted to find out what it'll be like for me to be hooked up
and
with.
And James, can you hold for 1 second? I want to say hello to caller number three. We'll be right back at you in the air. Hold tight.
Okay.
Caller number 3-814-337-0538. Hello, who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Oh, this is Melvin Jenkins.
Melvin Jenkins, Melvin Jenkins from the Mideast, from Meagher, Pennsylvania.
Right.
The real Mac Daddy.
You're right.
The real Mac Daddy. How are you, Melvin Jenkins?
That's what most women call me. This is Mel.
All right. Melvin Jenkins, we are talking in the atmosphere this evening about all of those bachelors and what was it that allowed them to stay a bachelor. And what about those Jimmy Macs and those Duke of Earls, those guys that want to be players? Do they have to give up their playing cards?
Well, let me tell you my part, see. I don't like to live alone, and I don't want to die alone. So that's why what you gotta do, like playing, macking over you, or find the right woman for you. I can't speak for the whole world, but I can speak for me.
Now, Melvin, in your younger days, were you a player?
I thought I was. But
what are some of the things that you did?
Oh, man, I can't even say it on there. It made me
change. Okay, I understand. Now, listen, Melvin, we're talking about Duke of Earl. We've got another gentleman on the phone, and I'm going to surprise you in a minute and tell you who he is. You probably are very familiar with him. Let me say hello to him. Hold tight. We'll be right back at you in the air.
Do I know who he is?
Hello. Caller number 2-337-2447. James Edward, are you still in the air?
Yes, I'm still there.
Yes, now James Edward, now you're a bachelor and you live alone. And
right.
You have dated for some time and you decided that the person wasn't the right person for you. Now, Now that you are up in age, you want a companion. What are you looking for in a companion?
Well, I'm looking for somebody that likes the same thing I like, you know. It's not that, you know, she has to like the same thing I like, but...
Competitive.
Be going in the same direction. No, they don't have to be competitive. They don't have to be competitive. Because, see, I feel as though I want to have just as much to offer her as she has to offer me. I don't want nobody out there chasing her, and I'm out there chasing her myself, you know, because that would be competitive.
So you want to take her off the market?
As quick as she wanted to take me off the market.
Okay.
I need to be off the market because, you know, like in your younger days, you know, in my younger days, I was into a lot of social circles, you know. Therefore, my chances back then was better than what they are now because the older you get, the less time that you find for those social circles. Therefore,
absolutely,
it's a little bit harder. It's a little bit harder now as you get older, you know.
Now,
it's not
I understand
about, it's,
that Melvin Jenkins is
true.
Your brother.
That's true.
Yes.
I understand that the real Mac Daddy is your brother, James. Is that true?
Well...
James, is Melvin Jenkins your brother, the real Mac Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So which one of you guys were the most popular player, him or you?
Well, I don't think he was
back then. I wasn't around. He was in the service over in Vietnam then. Back when I lived in Gary, it was all me. And El wasn't here. He was just, over there in Vietnam.
So you had to feel by yourself smacking.
Right. And I'm also younger than my brother, so you know I had to do what I had to do to survive.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. With both of you being, you know, sociable, having friends, James, what was it like in the military? I understand you were a military man. Were there more women available while you were in the military than there is now?
No, there definitely wasn't none in there, you know, like it was now, because, see, the military more or less now is an option, you know, and it's more of a equal opportunity now than it was before, you know. But right now, the military has more to offer women than they did have back then. That's why you got more women going into the military now, because they have so much more to offer, you know.
Now, James, would you date a military woman yourself?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
What would some
it was
of
the
qualities?
Right one for her.
Huh?
What kind of qualities do you think she should have, Melvin?
What kind of quality you should have?
Yes, the military woman.
Like, James was just saying, you know, same qualities. No, not always same qualities, but, you know, the same things he like, and he do the same thing he like.
Okay. What is your idea of a good date, Melvin? What would you take a young lady if she was in the military? What would be your idea of a good date?
A good date? I'll probably be at a restaurant somewhere like that. You know, eat dinner or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
now, would you buy her flowers?
You got a bar. Did the way I buy candy? I'm like, hey, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, see,
now,
I ain't
over. We're gonna open up the phone line, Melvin, because there's some people that might have questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Melvin Jenkins from the Mideast, from Meadville, Pennsylvania. And we also have his brother, James Edward Jenkins. And these are two young men who grew up when there were the Duke of Earls and the Mac Daddies. And Melvin was a true Mac Daddy. Most people remember him with the six-inch heels and the long cape and the Mac Daddy hat. But now he's settled down. He finally settled down, and he's a one-woman man now. But
I've been out through a lot of changes before, you know.
What'd you say, Melvin?
I've been through a lot of changes before, you know, when I lived in Gary, you know, got shot and all that, man.
Okay, but see, sometimes your mackin' days, you have to hang up your mackin' cape and lay down your mackin' car.
Hang up your rack.
So what made you hang up yours, Melvin?
I got tired of life I was living.
It's a dangerous life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that Mac Daddies back in the 60s and 70s were the thing that women were looking for. They wanted somebody
dressed. But, you know, sometimes you get older, you get tired of that kind of life. Because you don't know if you're going to be the day or tomorrow.
So, Melvin, what would you say to those Mac Daddies out there now, the modern-day Mac Daddy? What are they like?
They ought to just sit down and try to make themselves a home and get them a good woman and make themselves a home and, you know, straighten up. They don't like nobody. There's no life.
And make
nobody.
A life. Now, James Devil, what do you have to say about making a life for somebody? I know that you are on the market and you are available. Tell us some of your qualities and your good points that you would like to market out there for young women to know about. What are some of your qualities? And you can go ahead and brag a little bit if you want to.
Well, I was always the laid back type, you know, because I feel that if I saw something that I wanted, I try to get it. But in other cases, a lot of cases, I let them come to me first, because if they came to me first, well, hell, I figured, well, hey, I believe I got her. She came to me first, you know. But I believe in trying to do my part in trying to make a woman happy, try to satisfy her so I can make sure that she don't go nowhere else, you know. Just stay there with me.
And that's what life is all about.
I'm going to try to make her happy if she's going to try to make me happy. And,
now, Melvin, what do you have an input here, Melvin. What do you feel about what he just said?
Well, that's true, though, Sherry, because, you know, if a person's going to try to deal with me, we'd be together. But I'll climb a mountain for her.
You'll climb a mountain?
I'll climb a mountain.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that?
For her. If the woman make me happy,
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Sherry, but
go ahead on, Mac Daddy.
I'll
go ahead on.
If I knew I got a good woman out there, if I knew I got a good woman and she with me, got my back and I got her, that's all you need.
Michael Bazin, eat your heart out. We are talking to the original Mac Daddies on the line.
All you need.
For those women who are still asking about Melvin Jenkins.
Hey, Sherry, but you know
Melvin
what?
Jenkins
but you know,
is on the line
today. But you know what, Sherry? They always say a good woman is the backbone of the man. And
That's right.
I really believe that. I believe that.
That's right. Yeah, let me give the phone number out for those of you who would like to call in and talk with these two gentlemen. That number is 646-478-0270. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be talking about those bad boys in a minute, Melvin and Edward, when we come back.
Okay.
Take five. We're going to station identification. We'll be right back at you in the air. Stay tuned.
Okay, bet.
Hey, John. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun.
I like this song.
Lord knows that I should.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Right by Mary J.
I like
Blige.
This song,
bad
too.
Boy. Now, we have Melvin Jenkins in the audience, and we also have James Edward Jenkins. These are brothers, and at one time, Melvin decided to hang up his Mac and shoes and his cape, and he became hitched and married. And now he's happily married. But prior to that, Melvin was known all over the state of Indiana as being the Mac Daddy. And it was a little hard for him to make that decision, ladies and gentlemen, but he did it. And he decided to settle down with somebody he can grow old with. Now, James is saying he's looking for a fitter that he can grow old with. He has the qualities. He definitely has the qualities. He's debonairing. He's also kind, because that's my brother. Intellectual.
I told him everything he knew.
Out there that are looking to find a good man, and you want to talk to those bachelors, here's a bachelor that's willing to hang up his bachelor days and find somebody he can settle down with. So why don't you call in 646-478-0270. We've been talking about a redemption plan, for relationships. Now we're talking about those single men. Single men, if you're out there in the chat room, please come on in and discuss what it is that it will take to make you hang up your player shoes. Now, we're going back to the phone line to talk to our two guests. Now, we're going to talk to James Edward. He is the one that is available and hanging up his bachelor clothing. Now he wants to trade those for a fitter. He's looking for a match. James Edward, you have the atmosphere. Tell us a little bit about your playing days. What was it like? What would you be giving up, Edward?
What will I be giving up now?
Yes.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say I'd be giving up my freedom because, see, sometimes, you know, you get tired of just being alone, and that's me. You get tired of being alone. And like they said, a ring is a woman's best friend, but I can't go along with that. The best friend for a woman is a good man. And, you know, I got all those qualities. And then again, I'm just tired of being alone. I want to grow old with somebody. I want to be able to come back to the house and say, well, look, I don't have to go out there and do all the things I used to because I got just what I need at home. Whatever's out there in the street, I got it at home. But I got it a little bit better because as long as you're here, I'm going to always come back here.
All right, ladies, y'all heard it. That number again
Hello?
Is 646-478-0270.
Yeah.
Now, Edward, I want to talk about something that's
near
to my heart. Now, I want to ask you a question. They say, well, the Bible says that there's going to be seven women to one man, meaning the woman is going to say, just let me bear your name, indicating they want to be married. What do you feel? Should a woman be desperate to get married? And if you have more than one fitter, Edward, that wants to present herself to you, and they're both competing for your time, how do you feel about relationships? Can you date more than one woman at a time?
I think you can, yes. Because, see, it takes more than one woman to help you make up your mind.
Okay.
Because, you
okay.
know, what... You can't just continue to date one woman and find out what the next woman is all about until you get to know the other woman, until you get
mm-hmm.
to spend some time with the other woman. You can't know the other woman unless you do these things.
That's right. You need something to compare it to. Now, Edward, we normally give homage to our mother and father spirit. If you and Melvin will just stand with me as we go over, I want to do a prayer for the mother spirit and the father spirit. I often pour libation to my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe.
Mm-hmm.
I pour libation to my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my father and say, Father, find your way back, and may you find the light. I light a candle for my mother so that she has light to be guided back. And we thank God for every single man present here today. We thank God for those single men who are trying to make their minds up, who are giving up their players' cards and laying down their boots and becoming an available man. We thank you, Lord, that those men that are bachelors understand the benefit of having a wife at home. It's a good thing for a man to find a wife. We pray that every man that hears my voice today will come into compliance with what God has written down, that it is a good thing for a man to find a wife. We pray that men will understand that bachelor times are good, but then when it's time to give up the Jimmy Mackin' and Duking of the Earl, it's time to give it up and lay it down and become a married man and do the things of a married couple. And we just want to thank you, God, that we have these two young men here present talking about what's on their soul, what's on their heart. And we're just so happy that these are brothers that are not in competition with each other, but at the same time, they knew
the
time.
They never have been.
They knew the time when it was very hard. Some men dated the same girl. Some men got in trouble because they snuck out with somebody else's boyfriend. Now, have you and Melvin ever had any problem where you may have been interested in the same girl? Has that ever happened, Melvin?
We never had a problem. Me and Edward don't even argue. We brothers, but we never even argue. That's
and you never had a problem wanting to date the same girl. How about you, Edward?
Nope.
Was there ever any girls that Melvin was dated that you were interested in?
No.
Okay.
Because
now,
what
would be your idea, Edward, of a good evening? How would you entertain a woman? Give me your wildest fantasy. Taking her off on a cruise, meeting her somewhere in the Atlantic, and you guys sailing away on a boat. Give me your most unique idea of a fantasy getaway.
First of all, I would try to find out if this is what she wants. And then again, I would try to find out what is it that she really do want.
Okay, but give me your idea of what a fantasy weekend would be like.
Just being by ourselves, just me and her.
Okay, going where? Anywhere in particular? On another planet, another island?
Oh, no. Just being together, we could just take a trip to another town. As long as we're together, you know, because there's so much we could find out about each other just being alone, just being together.
Yes,
you. So you're an intellect then, Edward, I presume. You want to get into her head and find out more about what she's like.
Well, I'd like to try to find out more about what I might be end up getting, you know, because this is
so
what it's all about.
If she has
this
a good mind
about.
And a sturdy mind and intellect, then does it matter a lot if she's not very shapely?
Oh, no. Because, see, that's part of my problem now. I was so busy looking at the wrong thing all the time.
But
she
it wasn't
had
the right
to have
thing.
This. She had to have this. She had to have that. If she ain't got this, well, she ain't for me. But then again, come to find out, the only reason I'm probably single now is because I always wanted something that wasn't meant for me.
And you gave up on the intellect and start looking at the aesthetics. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, what I think is right for me don't have to be right for me.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we have James Edward on the line telling it like a T.I. talking about the fact that when in his younger days he bypassed a good relationship because he was mostly into aesthetics and he could have been married, but he felt that he would wait for the next bus. Now, he's out there on the bus stop, ladies and gentlemen, still waiting for the next bus to come along. Are you that next person? James Edward is in the market for courting, dating, and tying the knot. So how do you feel about a wedding at this point, Edward? What type of wedding would you like to have?
Oh, it doesn't have to be. I wouldn't want a real big wedding. I would just want a social wedding, like, you know? Because I don't feel too comfortable around a lot of people. I would just feel like just having a mutual wedding. Nothing big.
A private wedding?
It's just as long as the man is qualified to say you married your husband and wife.
Okay. Now, Edward, what if somebody gave you a wedding and pay for the whole thing, what would be your wildest idea of a wedding, and where would you like for this wedding to take place?
I would like to have my wedding taken around either my people or around her people.
Okay.
It'll bring
so
a family
to
closer
far
together. It'll bring family closer together, which what I would like to, you know her family as well as she should get to know mine. So it will bring the family
now,
a little bit closer
together.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that we're going to have this gentleman back on for those women who are saying that there are no good men out there. I know for a fact that these are good men. Because I conceal one thing, both of them are my brothers, and I am their baby sister. And I know what they like in a woman, and that's why James Edward has been so picky and waiting for the right bus to show up.
Right.
Now, we are going to say that Melvin Jenkins has given up his player's license, and he's settled down. But, Melvin, tell us, what is it like being married, and what kind of commitment do you have to make?
Well, I'm not really married, really. And you don't really have to be married to a woman.
Right.
You know, you can live with a woman.
Okay,
you can live with a woman.
Let me say this. Ladies and gentlemen, Melvin Jenkins is in a common law situation, but he's been in a common law situation for how long, Melvin?
About 20 years.
For 20 years, making a commitment without having to go to the courthouse to tie the knot. And committed to helping this woman raise her children
because, like
and be
I say,
husband.
Because, like I say, you don't have to be married to anybody. I think it's best to live with a person first to find out how they really are before you tie the knot. And if you tie the knot, then here you go. Here you talking about another deal, a divorce, anything else.
So, Melvin, things have been really good for you in a common law setting. And I talk about this brother all the time and the example. He's beating the odds, ladies and gentlemen. And he set the example for common law and how people can make a commitment, write a contract, and commit to it and live by it. I want to congratulate both of you, especially you, Melvin.
But you don't really have to be married to just live with a lady. Hey, just live with a lady just like being married.
Mm-hmm.
Except you don't have to have paper to understand that you are.
But there had to be a few some understanding and some commitments, right, Melvin?
That's why we've been together for so long now.
I want to congratulate Millie as well as Melvin on this commitment. They're an example, and they're my role models. I look up to them. They have surpassed the time and stayed together and weathered the storm. And marriages are falling apart nowadays, and they don't have that endurance. And I want to congratulate you, Melvin, and encourage you.
And you know, Touche, I don't mean to cut you off. I helped raise the kids also, you know. And you know, it wasn't because of her, because this is what I wanted to do in life.
It's your commitment.
You know, I was put on earth for some reason.
Well, Melvin, I know most men can't commit to anything other than the next day.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And it's hard for men to make a commitment. And I'm commemorating you because you've made a long-term commitment. It's something to be proud of.
Sherry, you know what I used to do in Gary when I lived in Gary and Allen?
Right, but what I'm saying,
all
Melvin, the
bad
for the
things
listening
I should
audience,
do.
The listening audience, I want them to know that to make a commitment in common law is a hard thing to do. And we're commemorating you, Melvin, today. And we want to say that
people got kids, you know, ladies got kids out there, too. Because a lot of times, you got men out there that don't want to raise their own kids.
That's right. That's absolutely true. Now, we're going to ask both of you brothers to come back on our show again to possibly be on our show for next week because we're going to have more people calling.
Oh, sure. Just let me know when.
Okay. And, Edward,
let me know when.
Thank you. And we're going to market you as being available. Okay, Edward? Is that all right?
Do that. I'll do that.
And, ladies and gentlemen, these are my two older brothers who I feel that I look towards and I receive my direction from. And they also watch over me as a little sister and making sure things are done right in my life as well. So, for you, Jimmy Mackers and Duke of the Earls, it's time to lay down your cards and take your shoes up. Michael
Bay. I still want to be on it, though. I mean, I still want
to
be on
it. Okay, we're going to have the show Monday, and we're going to ask you to come back for part two. Is that all right?
All right, Monday, right?
Yes. Now, Edward, would you like to come back on Monday as well?
I'd be glad to.
All right. We want to thank
so
you so
time
much.
Is,
and
what
ladies,
time is supposed to have it?
We have like an hour, and our time is up, and we are going to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
But what
and
time
we want to
you,
thank
what
you.
Time you?
Our show is at 5:30, and it'll be at 5:30 on Monday. And we want to say thank you so much to Melvin Jenkins from Meadville, Pennsylvania, and his lovely wife, Millie, of 20
years.
And we also want to thank James Edward, the bachelor, who is now ready to hang up his bachelor shoes. He's looking for a fitter. So those women that are out there available, come on in here Monday at 5:30. We're going to figure out how to hit you up because James Edward is available. And I want to say
Melvin
and Edward, please come in on Monday. We're looking forward to having you again. Thank you so much.
I'm going to call you.
And our time is
thank
now
you.
Up, Melvin. And James,
okay,
you we'll
take
see you
care
Monday.
Of it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
I love you.
All right. We love you, too. We love you, Edward.
All right.
Love you, Melvin. Stay on
you take care, baby.
Listen to the music because it's going to come on.
I like
and
the,
we're
I like
going to have you back
again.
Mary J. Blige.
I've been lying in my bed, crying till my eyes are red. We both said that things would change, but it's still the
every
same
day,
way.
Every day, wasn't it?
Yes. We'll see you on Monday, Melvin.
Okay, see, I'll give you a call.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got her looking at me sideways. Live every night like it's a Friday. Our conversations are so monumental. Licking on the ear, I'm whispering a couple riddles. She fell in love with my technique. I made her call me boss when in the bed sheet. We both coming from the same place. All in a boat coming at the same place. Still on my
We want to thank James Edward and Melvin Jenkins. Those are my brothers who were once the Duke of the Earl, and also Mac and Daddy's at one time. But Melvin hung up his Mac Daddy suit so that he could become a married man. And James is still a bachelor, ladies and gentlemen. You want to follow the show for Monday. They'll be back again to talk about their lifestyle. Stay tuned. We'll see you on Monday. Oh, Davo.
With the ghetto on my rear view. Every tomorrow, the world is ours. Mary J. Blige.
I've been lying in my bed, crying till my eyes are red. We both said that things will change, but it's still the same shade of gray. We just can't say goodbye.
Looking at me sideways. Live every night like it's a Friday. Our conversations are so monumental, licking on the ear. I'm whispering a couple riddles. She fell in love with my technique. I made her call me boss when in the bed sheet. We both coming from the same place. All in a boat coming at the same place. Still on my dope boy swag. Top down on my camera. Oh boy swag. Played the hand we were dealt from the beginning, baby.